And this was great stuff, except the following year, 1946, Charlie Parker's drug problem landed him in jail at first in Camarillo State Mental Hospital. And the perception, and since I've been dwelling on what the perception about matters were in the past, arguably, since it's just a perception and it's in the past and the people involved are largely gone, what does it matter? But I brought up the fact that there was a fictional account of what Dean Benedetti was and how he did what he did that stood as the only avenue to knowing about him for a period of over 40 years that was a tale, a false tale, mean-spirited, I'd go so far to say, that was well-known in the 1960s and 70s and the front end of the 80s. And that now I'm telling you what really happened, because it has led to these recordings being heard. It's now 9:06. I'm Phil Schaap. This is Charlie Parker Radio Bird Flight, WKCR FM New York 89.9, WKCR.org online. And one of these other perceptions is that 63 years ago, people thought that Charlie Parker was finished. Now, Bird died 54 years ago, and many would state that his greatest music is played between 1946 and 1955. Yet in 1946, Bird's drug problem, his arrest, and the mental hospitalization led to a feeling, even those who were trying to put the happiest face on this awkward and awful situation, that Bird's unraveling may have cost him his genius. And the feeling was that Bird was done and that what we were going to get had already been provided. And this was, you know, a widely felt perception. And Dean Benedetti, having totally isolated Charlie Parker as the essential figure of music, redoubled his efforts now to find out the recordings. And he had a type list that proves that he had them all, which was quite a discographical chore in 1946 and early as 47 to figure out everything that Charlie Parker could have done. Not only that, but Benedetti, I believe through his drummer, Roy Hall, had built up a connection with Ross Russell, the owner of Dial Records, to get alternate takes of the Dial material, some of which, even in their master takes, were yet to be issued. And so Benedetti was back to his original survey of the matter, listening to the records, transcribing the solos. When Charlie Parker was released from this mental hospital, Camarillo State Mental Hospital in California, it was quickly in evidence that he had not suffered in terms of his musical genius, that there was a party the musicians threw for him. Trumpeter Chuck Copley threw this party on Saturday, February 1st of 47. And it was, you know, a hugely important thing for the musicians to hear Bird. The party became a jam session. And that Bird was fine. Oh, what a relief and what a joy. And the matter of this joy was documented through recordings. Chuck Copley had recording gear, which was quite uncommon in those years for home recording. Benedetti, whether he was at the party, which I think he was, but I can't prove it, he certainly learned of the party and knew and had a copy of the recordings made of Bird at the party. And that's what changes everything. The vision of making your own recordings of Charlie Parker comes to Benedetti through the Copley home cooking gathering. And it is very quick that Dean Benedetti starts to record Charlie Parker and put this crowning jewel to his rather prescient and thorough study of Charlie Parker's music. And in doing so, he lifts the quantity of Charlie Parker that we can hear in our survey of that and our study of that Charlie Parker genius. And it's really one of the greatest things that's ever happened. And it is one of the reasons why I find it distasteful that, you know, before we had the recordings, which is what's important, we had a mean-spirited false story about Benedetti. And it just goes to show that such features of journalism more broadly and I mean journalism specifically and more broadly, just that people like to tell stories and sometimes they like to make it dicey and unfortunate. I mean, Dean Benedetti was who he was, and I'm sure he had lots of warts and things that were not, you know, the coolest things to be or to do, but he had a system of documenting art that was a profound insight, and he chose to use this profound breakthrough to document one of the greatest virtuosos in music's history, Charlie Parker, and we get these glorious records. So we turn to these glorious records now, and I'm going to backtrack to the last 3 days, March 11th, March 12th, and March 13th, when the not economically endowed Dean Benedetti is running out of recording blanks, or there's something going on that makes each day have so much less. But the music is always more, and we'll hear from March 11th, March 12th, and I doubt we'll get into March 13th, but this is the pattern of the bird flight listening now. It's 11 past 9. I don't know if these two angles were as well delivered today as I have done in other instances, or if I've done them well ever. But I just to summarize, it's exactly 9:12. I've mentioned that these recordings, Dean Benedetti's field recordings of Charlie Parker, are astoundingly wonderful, and it's a very, very large set of music of the great bird. That they were known to exist but never heard was the situation in jazz from some point of the late 1940s, more so in the 50s, and accelerating in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, that you knew it existed and you didn't have it. In place of our having the real stuff, the recordings, this tall tale about Dean Benedetti and his relationship with Charlie Parker held the spot where the recording should have been. And I find this storyline somewhat distasteful, and I put, you know, the monkey on the back of the late Ross Russell that he told this false story twice, once in a novel, okay, another time in a biography, and that's all we had. And now we have the recordings, and delightfully, this storyline has ebbed somewhat. The recordings also have ebbed in importance because things have changed in the way people receive the music. But I brought this all to your attention to explain it not so much in the context of our time, but what the context of perception about these wonderful artifacts are over time since their creation. It's 9:13. So we're going back to March 11th with Wonderful, Disorder at the Border, September in the Rain, Now's the Time, I'm in the Mood for Love, Riptide, Dee Dee's Dance, Ornithology, Cheers, Perdido, Buy Us a Drink, Big Noise, The Very Thought of You, Stardust, Bean Soup. We'll continue on into March 12th, Here Are Blues in B-flat, The Ending of an Unidentified Tune in F, Sweet and Lovely. I don't know how much further we'll get after that, but it's Perdido, Cheers, Sportsman's Hop, etc. And this is the music that we're hearing now on Bird Flight, WKCR-FM, New York. I'm Phil Schapp, and this is Charlie Parker.